Inside the dark, my heart beat echoes. Long night, you're the one to the good night.
Time to face the hell that's around you before you crash and burn. Within the fire, your soul will rise now.
You're listening to the Talk of Spirit Anime Cast, and today we are doing our last of the Best of Anime 2019 deliberations. We're down to just the seasonal, and then, of course, the one that everybody waits for is the Best of. So most people probably just listen to this episode. We'll see. But yeah, jump right into winter season, which I honestly think is probably going to be the most difficult, because winter was really strong. So I have in here most pretty much all the ones that we've technically watched, so we'll break it down based on. I'm going to take out Sword on the Line right off the bat, because that's not a contender, because it's too long. So we're left with The Promised Neverland, Kaguya-sama Love is War. I'm going to put those up there right off the bat. Boogie Pop and Others, another solid one. Day Alive Season 3, The Quintessential Quintuplets. Domestic Girlfriend, Wata 10, and Roommate is a Cat, Magical Girl Spec Ops, Asuka, Enro, The Price of Smiles, Grimm's Note, The Animation, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Mysteria Friends, How Clumsy You Are, Miss Ueno, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, Run with the Wind, Hinamaru Uzuma, Revisions, High Score Girl, Extra Stage, and that is it. Ugh. I score girl too. Oh, I was almost gonna act like I didn't see I score girl, just so I didn't have to worry. I didn't have 10 shows to think about. Oh, so my short list is High Score Girl, Extra Stage, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, How Clumsy You Are, Miss Ueno, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Kaguya-sama Love is War, Promised Neverland, Boogie Pop and Others, and Wata 10. Oh, see, yeah, that's why I said I knew this was going to be bad.
I have no doubt. It's no doubt similar Kaguya, over here, too.
Kaguya has to be up there. It's just an easy pick. Promised Neverland's going to be up there. That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime has to be up there. So I'm down to 2. I feel bad, but I think I'm going to drop Wata 10. I'm going to drop Boogie Pop. So it's down to, I have 2 slots and I have 3 shows. High Score Girl, Extra Stage, How Clumsy You Are, Miss Ueno, and Kimetsu no Yaiba. Kimetsu no Yaiba has to go up there. I loved that mystery so much. I was at the edge of my seat the entire time. Even though it didn't look great, everything else about it was incredible. So now it's just between High Score Girl and Miss Ueno, which Miss Ueno made me laugh way too much, and High Score Girl. I'm almost tempted to drop Slime.
No!
Can I do 6?
This isn't even the hard part.
Yeah, then it comes down to taking this along with all the other seasons and putting into a 5 list. This sucks.
No, we still have to combine, too.
No, you know that ain't happening.
Well, we do it every year.
That's true.
This one isn't a taste thing. This is a combined list. All right. I think I'm happy where I'm at.
You only have four.
No, I have five.
You have four on my screen. Oh, they didn't show your intro.
I have Indro as number five. I have Roommate as a Cat is number four. I have Clumsy You Are, Miss Ueno at number three, and Slime number two, and Kaguya Love is War as number one.
Just
that is painful because I had to go through the exact same thing Andrew's going through with, like, Watsutin. I'm acknowledging Watsutin. I'm acknowledging Kimura Kurosa, and I'm acknowledging High Score Girl.
I guess just go with it. I have number five, How Clumsy You Are, Miss Ueno. It's just way too funny of a show. Kimura Kurosa, love the mystery and the adventure. Number three, That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. Just all around a good show. Great world building. The Promised Neverland as number two because it was just great mystery, great suspense. Does horror perfect. And Kaguya-sama, Love is War is number one because it was absolutely hilarious. So two comedies in a number five, or a five list, which is usually something that's hard to do. And a short in a top list, which you typically struggle with doing because shorts are hard to really put over full-length shows. But it happened, so.
What do you think? Kimura Kurosa or Roommate?
If you go back and listen to our review, we were insane about Kimura Kurosa. That's all I'm going to say. Roommate as Cat, we did like, but I wasn't as hot as Kimura Kurosa. We were on fire on Kimura Kurosa. Just saying.
I know that we were in love with Cat, too. So, all right. All right, so our combined list is Kimura Kurosa as number five. Clumsy You Are, Ueno as number four. Promised Neverland is three, and Slime is two, and Kaguya-sama, Love is War is number one.
Oh, you gave me Promised Neverland, so if you want to take Roommate over Kimura Kurosa, I'll let you have it. But like I said, if you listen to our review, we were insane on that show.
I do remember loving Kimura Kurosa. It's just, which one is standing out to me more right now is Cat.
I got you. More memorable to you?
Yeah.
All right, so that's one down. Let's continue. Hopefully this one isn't bad. Getting rid of Attack on Titan, too long. Let's see here. Did not technically finish Bungo Stray Dogs, unfortunately. Let's see. The rest is on the board. So we have Dororo, One Punch Man Season 2, Wise Man's Grandchild. Let me start moving stuff up as I'm going along. We Never Learn, Help a Fox Senko-san, Hitori Bocchi, Sarazan Mai, Ultraman, Isekai Quartet, Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher, Ao-chan Can't Study, Senryu Girl, Miru Tights, Fairy Gone, Season 1, Rising the Shield Hero, and Karakuri Circus. Yeah, that finally ended that season, didn't it? I was like, what was that? Three quarters was Katakuri Circus? Hopefully this won't be too bad. Yeah, I have five, so thankfully I don't have to cut anything. but it's like comedies versus serious shows. That's what sucks. I can probably say Senryu Girl is probably going to be four. Isekai is number five. I'm going to make a lot of people angry right now, but I'm doing it. This is my list, damn it. I have number five is Isekai Quartet. This is up for spring, by the way. Number five is Isekai Quartet. Number four is Senryu Girl. Number three is Rising of the Shield Hero. Number two, Dororo. And number one, Hitori Bocchi. And I can probably interchange Dororo and Rising of the Shield Hero. That's kind of it's just, they're interchangeable. I can probably say either one of them is number two. But Hitori Bocchi was just an absolute treat. I remember that entire season I had people asking, there's no good shows this season besides stuff that's continuing. And I was like telling people, Hitori Bocchi, if you're going to, it was kind of a weak season besides the stuff that was continuing, but Hitori Bocchi was that gem that kind of just snuck up and bit me. So
I've got, for number five, I've got One Punch Man 2. Number four, I've got Hitori Bocchi. Number three, I've got Helpful Fox Senko-san. Number two, I've got Dororo. And number one, I've got Rising Shield Hero. Because both of us have it on two, Dororo is going to number one.
Well, versus a one that's on a one and a two, or on a one and a three. They're equal, okay. unless you want to flip a...
I got you. I was missing you. I was missing that part.
Helpful Fox is high on yours. And then I have Senra Girl. So Helpful Fox and then Senra Girl. Right?
Looks good to me.
All right, so we have, for the combined list, number five, Four Spring is Senra Girl. Number four is Helpful Fox Senko-san. Number three, Hitori Bucci. And number two, Rise of Steel Hero. And number one, Dororo. Which, again, Dororo and Rise of Steel Hero, even that one is equal because they're both equal value on both of our lists combined. So probably just tied at one at that point. All right, Summer. I'm going through these pretty quickly, but I kind of expected that. So we outed Danmachi. That's 51.
Piece of garbage.
Yes, that's it. Okay.
No.
Demon Lord, Demon Slayer versus Carolyn Tuesday right now in my brain. Teasing Master, Astra. Okay, this season sucks too.
You think? I just happened to notice it before you did.
Well, it doesn't suck for making a five list. It sucks for organizing the five list right now, in my mind. So we have Aphoretta. How heavy are the dumbbells you lift? Do you love your mom or two-hit comp multi-target attack? Isekai Cheat Magician. Lord L. Melloy. Case Files. Grace Note. Magical Senpai. Astra Lost in Space. Teasing Master Takagi-san Season 2. If it's for my daughter, I'd even defeat a Demon Lord. Oh, Maiden, just have a season. Hensuki. Demon Lord Retry. Copcraft, Are You Lost? Demon Slayer, Wasteful Days of High School Girls, I did the same damn thing. High School Girls, Grand Melm, the Demon Lord Next Door, or Demon Girl Next Door, and Carol on Tuesday. It sucks because I'm, as much as I love all these comedies that are in here, there's a lot of great comedy shorts. I might cut them. I'm going to have to cut Are You Lost. I'm going to have to cut Magical Senpai, as much as I love them. I'm giving them notice. I've noticed them, senpais. All right, so just going to do it. Oh, gosh, dang it. Why is three incredible shows on the same season?
Right? Well, I'm
different.
I count incredible four. Shows. I count four.
You're not counting
Savage
Season.
I'm bringing this down. Yeah. I had issues with it as much as I enjoyed it. Especially the ending. And they don't beat these other ones, so unfortunately I had to cut it. Yeah, there. I'm good. I'm happy. Number five, Lord L. Melloy, Case Files, Rel Zeppelin, Grace Note. I know that probably bothers a lot of people, but I really did enjoy it. But again, I'm a fan of the Fate franchise. Teasing Master Takagi-san Season 2 is number four. Demon Slayer is number three. Number two, Astra Lost in Space. And I know that probably pissed off a lot of people too, but it's my list. I don't care. And the recently watched that just took it over, Carol on Tuesday, is number one. There you go. And again, we acknowledge the fact that we kind of missed Carol on Tuesday on us several categories earlier because I made the outline before we watched Carol on Tuesday. So that's why.
All right. I've got Demon Girl.
Just saying, you're going with it. Just going with it.
Demon Girl Next Door is number five. I've got Demon Slayer as number four. I've got Carolyn Tuesday as number three. Maidens in Your Savage Season as number two. And easily, Takagi-san is my number one for the season.
Ugh, Carol Tuesday. Freaking.
Why did that have to be in that season?
Right?
Why couldn't you be somewhere else? Why couldn't you be in spring?
You made me have to choose between Carol and Tuesday and Takagi-san. It's wrong.
Basically, my
top three are a three-way tie for me, is really what it is.
Astra's up here, Maiden Savage Season. There's a conflict there. That would be the last two, but that's the conflict.
That's fine. I know how hot you are on us, Astra. I enjoyed that.
It's fine. You weren't as big on that. So we both enjoyed Maidens. I was big on Astra. So, combined list. Number 5 is Astro Lost in Space. Number 4, O Manger, Sabbath Season. It doesn't always have to mean the combined list is a good list. We all know the good list is Andrew's list, so if combined list bad, it's not my fault.
It's naturally my fault.
Yes, exactly. 5 is Astro Lost in Space. 4 is Maidens in Your Sabbath Season. 3 is Demon Slayer. 2, Teasing Master Takagi-san. And number 1 is Carol on Tuesday. At least it can pretty much acknowledge the top 3 easily is being really fantastic shows. So, man, we had to cut a lot of fat on that one. Not fat. A lot of good in that list. So, fall. We're getting there, Chris. We're going to make this. And then we got to do the top 5 of the year. It sucks. It all sucks. We have in fall.
Your favorite show was cut.
Cautious Hero, Assassin's Pride, Fairy Gone Season 2, Orisuki, Are You the Only One That Loves Me, Nolan Petta, Bokuben 2, High School Prodigies Have It Easy in Another Life, or Another World, Kimono Michi Rise Up, Dr. Stone, Babylon, Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in Another Life, Ascendance of a Bookworm, Valex Love. We didn't actually finish that one.
Is Dr. Stone continuing, or did it end?
It ended. There'll be another season later.
Okay.
Fire Force, Vinland Saga, Stars Align, Grand Blue Fantasy, the animation season 2, and we don't pick Sword Online because it's too long.
Boop.
At least I have 5. This sucks, too. This really does suck. Shoot, Dr. Stone versus Vinland Saga.
All right, for my 5, I think I'm pretty set in this one. Number 5 is Cautious Hero. Number 4 is Dr. Stone. Number 3 is Didn't I Say Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? Number 2 is Fire Force. And number 1 is Ascendance of the Bookworm. I'm pretty happy with that. Don't ask me later. I might change.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm just trying to make you delay because I can't decide between Dr. Stone and Vinland Saga.
As hot as you are on Vinland Saga, I don't know why that's even a question.
The question really is Vinland Saga started out really good, lulled for quite a while, and then just took off. Dr. Stone consistently was entertaining, but never really blew my mind. So, Vinland Saga goes up here, and that's fine. I don't care about any of this stuff. Just make up things as I go along. I have number 5, Fire Force. Number 4, Dr. Stone. Number 3, Vinland Saga. Number 2, Ascendant of Bookworm. And number 1, Babylon. Don't ask me. I could... 2 seconds later, probably put Ascendant of Bookworm number 1 and Babylon is number 2. Just, yeah.
Now, do you want to fight Babylon over Fire Force, or?
I would.
Okay.
It's bad enough that it's number 2, Chris. And probably as much as I won't shut up about it, you probably know that you shouldn't fight me over it, right? You get your didn't make my abilities average another life in there, too, so there you go.
Yeah, but Dr. Stone got dropped.
Wouldn't it be Dr. Stone in there because it's on both of our lists? You don't have Vinland Saga, so Dr. Stone has to be in there.
I don't know. I'm trying to copy a technique that you have that I don't understand.
I always, if it's on both lists, it has to be in the other list, and then it goes by weight on top to bottom, I guess, is what I did. Yeah, that's right. So number 5, Dr. Stone. Number 4, Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? Number 3, Fire Force. Number 2, Babylon. And number 1, Ascendant, a Bookworm for our combined list for fall. Now, for the worst list possible, I hate this part, is the top best anime of 2019. Top 5. I wish I could make it a top 20. It would make this a lot less painful.
It would be easy. We just convert everything over to the
just
other.
Copy, yeah, just copy the 5 from each list. Chris, you weren't supposed to reveal my secret. Just supposed to go, oh, how would that work? Gee golly. Thinking Kaguya, Babylon, Ascendant of Bookworm. Can't copy from one tab to another, apparently. Carol on Tuesday. Damn it. Mother. Why do we have to watch Carol on Tuesday? It's making things complicated, Chris.
It was your idea.
Astro Lost in Space, Demon Slayer. Gosh dang it. Oh, man. Shield Hero. Slime. Dododo. Promised Neverland. Ueno-san. Kimonokusa.
Okay. All right, my list is at is currently at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I'm at 10. I did good. I cut 10.
I'm resisting so many right now because...
You have no idea how bad it is.
I grabbed 5, and now I'm thinking, what can beat these 5? And that's working out for me right now. So I'm well, maybe not. Yeah, I'm good. I'm sticking with my... I'm sticking with it. Oh, now that I'm in order.
Dororo is gone. As much as that was painful.
Just start axing him. Just look at the ones next to it and say, would this beat the ones next to it? Well, don't do that because then it might beat something not next to it.
This one's painful. I really, really don't want to cut this.
Oh. I did it. I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Fire Force and Dr. Stone are gone.
See, this hurt too. I'm explaining this because it's like Demon Slayer, Fire Force, Shield Hero, Slime. They are all incredible, but it's like I think about the fact that, yeah, technically I've had lulling points in it. The ones that I grabbed right off the bat that were in my 5 right now are all ones that from beginning to end I was in love with it. Shonens have a tendency of kind of lulling, and so that makes it a little easier to step away from things like Fire Force and stuff.
All right. I think that one is a guaranteed. This one is a guaranteed. Yeah, I hate to do it, but yes. Yes.
Just remember, we've given all this stuff credit by this point. We've given all these things high praise at this point. That's what I have to keep telling myself. It's like, okay, well, we've talked these things to death. It's not as if they haven't gotten their credit. It just sucks that you have to break it down to a 5.
But I really, really loved all 3 of these, and that is so frustrating. 2 of them have to go. Okay, my last 3 that I've got to cut 2 from is Slime, Shield Hero, and Savage Season. All 3 are shows that I truly, truly love. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and keep... freaking annoying.
It's like some kind of game show where it's like, all right, you guys did incredible, but we have to come down to one of you. And the one that's staying, Billy, you're not staying.
You're gone.
It's always like that thing of like, you think they're going to say that one's out and they go, one is staying.
I have always been an absolute nut over Mario Kata, and
don't
that
go
is
by
why
name alone.
I know that
the
is
contents.
The frustration. I love that show though, and that's the thing is, I have never cut a Mario Kata. I never have done it, and that makes me mad.
Well, the thing that pushes me away from the Mario Kata one, or the Omega 7 season is that it was really great, but I want to say that like the last few episodes just didn't. It was incredible though all the way through it, but the last few seasons especially, and certain characters. No, I think when I came down to it, my only complaint of that show was really how they handled one character. They totally broke her at the end. She was angry, and then it fixed somehow. And it was like, you had such the opportunity to do something really great with that character. But the rest of them were solid. So yeah, it's an incredible show. I don't know why you cut it off your list.
All right. Fine.
It should be your number one, but I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna cost us our interview with Mario Kata. Oh, you want to interview me? I heard you cut Omega from your 2019 list.
All right.
Are you happy?
No, I'm not.
Carol on Tuesday is that low?
I'm absolutely not happy in any way, shape, or form. But we're going to do this.
For a sentence. Jeez.
I've got number 5 as O Maidens in Your Savage Season. I have number 4 as Carol on Tuesday. I have number 3 as... You making me think about the fact that she's on the bottom. Number 3 is Ascendance of the Bookworm. Number 2 is...
Of a Bookworm.
Oh,
this actually should be here.
Teasing Master Takagi-san is number 2, and Kaguya Love is War is number 1.
I have number 5 is Kaguya-sama Love is War. Number 4, Carol and Tuesday. Number 3, Astro Lost in Space. Number 2, Ascendance of a Bookworm. And the big surprise to nobody, Babylon as number 1. Yes. Now we have to somehow get the last two.
Two very different lists mixed up together.
Babylon is at my top. And then what's your highest? Teasing Master Takagi-san? They are way too close neck and neck there. That's fine. Like I said, the combined list doesn't have to be right. I do like Teasing Master Takagi-san. You have never watched Babylon. Fine then. That's fine. I won't fight you over it. The combined list, which is wrong, is Babylon at number 5, Teasing Master Takagi-san is number 4, Carol on Tuesday is number 3, Kaguya-sama Love is War is number 2, and Ascendant of Bookworm is number 1. At least the number 1's okay. It's good. I'm happy that's up there.
Oh, we did it, Chris.
Did we?
I guess.
We still have a music episode.
We'll probably realize later that we missed something. That's fine. It's fine. So... Yeah, we didn't do a music episode last year either. It's just more of a thing of like, well, we just be basically combining a bunch of music episodes, which people can listen to those if they want. So yeah, that's it. That's it of our deliberations for the year of 2019, the best anime of the entire year. I hope everybody got plenty of stuff written down for shows that you're going to have to watch because you know that our taste is fantastic and that you should watch these shows that we've talked to death about.
We're amazing and we choose amazing shows. I mean, how hard is it? I mean, we're handing it to you on a silver platter right here.
Yep.
The best show of the year is obviously Ascendance of the Bookworm.
Babylon. Yes. Or Ascendance of the Bookworm. Like I said, they're interchangeable for me. I really don't know which one's better. But yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Why is your Kaguya summit so low?
Because the other ones are incredible. And it's hard to give a comedy high. At least a comedy got in my list.
This is true.
I don't think we've ever had comedies in our top 5 ever before. Kaguya-sama was just kind of that. Of course, I wanted to put Ueno in there too, but
somebody didn't want to do a top 20 list.
I don't know, because Ueno's not in my list for that season, is it? Where's it at? Where's it at? Well, no, I would have kicked something else out from another season in order to fit it in there. So
no,
it's
you
fine.
You cut the shorts.
That's true. But like I said, I can find a season that was kind of a little bit lacking that I could push
had
it into.
Yeah, it's in my list.
That's
you didn't
my
have
list
it in
too.
Your list. Right oh, there. It is in your list. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah,
there yeah, you it go. Made it. It made it at least to the semifinals.
We had some missing window. This is the one thing. It's like every year we joked about this last year. In the previous year, it's like these one shows that everybody's like, what the hell they keep talking about this one show for? It's going to be like, this year it's going to be like, what the hell is Hitori Bochi? What the hell is Ascendant of a Bookworm? What's this Babylon show? I've never heard of a Babylon show. Are they talking about that American show?
Yeah,
we're going to have a lot of shows this year that probably is going to catch people off guard. Plus, like I mentioned with when we did a review, which we haven't released yet, of Carol on Tuesdays, it's another one of those ones where it got lost in Netflix, and so hopefully people go back. Teasing Master Takagi-san, season 2, lost in Netflix. Go watch it. You need to watch it. Yeah, it's... Like I said, it's both a weak year, technically, but there's like this list right here that just stood out from the rest. And there's, I would probably say, a solid 15 shows that are really must-watches for this year that made that 5 list suck. You got 10, right? You said you had 10 when you first came over?
Yeah, I moved over 10.
I went 5 and then said,
and that was cutting a lot. And that was cutting a lot of my favorites. So
yeah, I'm sad that I, you know, cut out Vinland Saga and Demon Slayer and Rail Zeppelin. There's a lot. The Rise of Chill here and Slime. Hidori Bochi got cut. Oh, that sucks. Can I remake my list?
Right?
Kimetsu no Yaiba that we talked to death about in Ueno. Yeah, we need to do 10 from
I didn't on. Even get to consider Endro. That's how frustrating this list is, because I absolutely love Endro.
Just don't put Endro, put Mao's show.
Mao's show, there you go.
You didn't care about anything else about that show except for Mao, let's be honest. Oh, anyways, that was a really quick. I knew that the deliberations for the season and the best of would be quick because that's pretty much we've talked everything to death at this point. So you know our thoughts on all these shows. Unless you just skipped straight to this one, then you're just really just getting us saying off a bunch of shows, which you missed out on all the deliberations. Before I forget, the most important part of the deliberations podcast is to look at our community.
Yeah.
Now, usually we do a separate one to kind of cover that stuff, but we'll just kind of cover it here instead. That way it actually cover this year, because I don't think we did last year, unfortunately. But yeah, so I did a shout out. We'll start with a Twitter. I did a shout out saying that we're going to record this, so let everybody kind of reply, and I might get some that are technically in our form as well. But Talkin' Oasis says, TV shows, I would say Vinland Saga. Movies, I would say Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, or Doesn't Dream of a Dreaming Girl, which unfortunately we have not been able to watch yet, but I'm sure that is fantastic as well. Kevy Boo says Beastars, Fruits Basket, Attack on Titan, Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Promised Neverland, Vinland Saga, Demon Slayer, Astro Lost in Space, Mob Psycho 100, I'm guessing Season 2. Beastars is the only one that we did not get to watch, unfortunately, because thank you, Netflix. But I hope it... I'm glad to see that it's actually turning out good, because that's actually one that I was really excited about watching. But, again, Netflix. An awesome dude says... Hidori Bocchi, 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 Hidori Bocchi. Hope I said that as many times.
I think he picked like 10 there, didn't he?
I think. Did I say it 10 times?
I'm not sure.
You only have 5, so I hope you choose which one of those Hidori Bocchis is in your top 5. Let's see here. Derek Schroer says, I hope I'm saying that right, Ascendance of a Bookworm is probably my favorite of the year. I'm glad somebody else loves that one as much as we do. And we have Logan Rogers says, The Gift says it all, which he's referring to the gift that I posted that has Hidori Bocchi in it. So lots of love for Hidori Bocchi. Then we have Alexander Fox says, I wouldn't necessarily say best, but here's where my most favorite shows this past year, which is supposed to be your best, technically. We have some Run with the Wind. We have...
That's the Hinsuki.
Hinsuki. I get that one and Orisuki mixed up or whatever. But anyways, Hinsuki, Ascendant Bookworm. Yay, more Ascendant Bookworm love. We have the. Am I the only one that? Or are you the only one that loves me or whatever?
Orisuki, the one that ends.
Orisuki, yes. Kaguya-sama, Love is War. The Demon Girl Next Door. How Heavy the Dumbbells You Lift. Demon Lord or Demon Slayer. Sorry. And then Omaidens or Savage Steven. So great picks there as well. And then we have on our forums...
We have Ira, who has, for his best of, he's got number 5, Are You Lost? Number 4, Skill Teaser Takagi-san. Number 3, Fire Force. Number 2, Mob Psycho 100. And number 1, Demon Girl Next Door.
Also has in this worst of the year, Assassin Pride. Excuse me? Excuse me?
Blue Spark has, for his best of 2019, we have number 5 is Quintessential Quintuplets, number 4, Hinsuki, number 3, Astro Lost in Space, number 2, Domestic Girlfriend, and number 1, O Maidens in the Savage Season. Miss Sierra has, in best of 2019, we have number 4 is Helpful Fox Senko-san. Number 3, From Commonplace to World's Strongest. Number 2, Ascendance of the Bookworm. And number 1, she's got a tie between Fruits Basket and Rising of the Shield Hero.
Some more love of Afureta. Surprising. It's always good.
Maltov has, for Best of 2019, number 5 is Orisuki. Number 4 is Kaguya-sama. At least we're getting the word out to some folks here. Number 3, Rising of the Shield Hero. Number 2, Love for Andrew, Vinland Saga. And number 1 is Fire Force.
I'm guessing Full Metal Senpai is saying that the best is JoJo, because he's claiming that only JoJo's released in 2019. So I'm guessing that's where that's going. So more love for JoJo. Eventually we'll watch JoJo. I'm sorry.
One day we will.
We'll eventually watch it. Anything else? Some love for Pomare. Unfortunately, that's another one that we were not able to watch. Eventually, hopefully, we'll get a Blu-ray or something of it to watch. I think that's it. Is that it?
as far as I know.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for the feedback on your favorites of 2019 as well. So there you go. So, yeah, putting a final close on the year 2019, bunch of great shows that we absolutely love. Mentioned earlier, hopefully here soon, we'll be doing a best of decade, which will be fun. But I'm just going to make a list. Maybe Chris will make a list. We'll see. That'll be fun to go through. Because technically, we got back into anime about the point around 2010. Because we were doing another show or another right. podcast. You were heavy on the stuff, but I was still trickling in and not getting much of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, since like 2012 or so, we've been hitting pretty much all the shows. So we have a really good perspective. If you want, what are the best shows of the last decade? We've probably watched 95% of them or so.
I might be now. How many of them can we remember? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the struggle. It's going to be a lot of based on memorability.
I'm already having a hard time remembering stuff from the beginning of the year. How am I going to remember something from...
Well, no, it's going to be... That's what makes the list easier, is because shows like Shogun Roku, you just know it's going to be on that list because mm-hmm. it's so memorable. All so, right. Unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of based on memorability, but it's still... That's going to be really telling of what the best shows are. Yeah, Death Parade was technically at that.
I well. Was really, really hot on the.
Are we making it now?
No, I'm just trying to remember which ones I can remember off the top of my head.
And there'll be struggles with certain of them, like Unlimited Blade Works. Is that going to be a contender with a lot of shows? Even though you know it's more of an actiony type show, our comedy's going to stand out there, like Outbreak Company. Will that manage to stay on the list? You know, opposed to shows like Shogun Roku or. Erased or stuff like that. I'll know, is Zero going to be on there? Are we going to kick it out because of season 2? Hanasaki Roha, that's probably going to be in there. The Virgin Witch, probably going to be on there. There's a lot of incredible shows that we can probably go over. That'll be a lot of fun. Similar to our 100 most or 100 suggestions list that I made. So look forward to that. And again, we'll get right into the winter season coming up, and we thank you all for listening. We hope you guys enjoyed this run-through of the entire year and our thoughts on all these shows. And make sure to check out the Anime Awards, as we, of course, again, part of that as a judge. And hopefully, it seemed like it worked out a lot better than it has previous years, so I'm really excited about that. So, hope you guys enjoyed. Again, we're at TalkingSpirit.com. Go for all of anime, new and old, great community, formula, top social media links on the right side, and all that good stuff. And we thank you all for listening, and y'all take care.
Oh,
time to take a break, because we've recorded too long.
It's just like a burning torch in a storm, like a little flower blooming in a home. Tsuyo katashi kana ishi o kakake, toki ni yasashiku areba ii. Amishitemo. I'm missing you. Nijimu keshiki ni hiza o daki. Mune o haseru toki. Listen to me. Sail away again, again. Mikai no umi ni kairo o terasu. Negai tsunaida koi.